Hi, I'm Karen, and welcome to She Speaks Truth. We are working this year on being present with each other, but more importantly, in our own lives. Thank you for joining us today. I have said that my word of the year is present, and this first series, starting in January, we're going to talk about being present in all areas of our life. And last week, we talked about being present with God. And this week, I want to talk about being present with family and friends. And what does it mean to be present with our family and friends? These days, I find myself thinking it means to put my phone down, to get away from my devices, to be with those around me, talking face to face, making eye contact, not looking at my phone, sharing each other's triumphs and joys and sharing each other's trials. And while that can come right here and sound very easy, in our society these days, it's very difficult for many of us to do that. It's difficult for myself to do that sometimes. And I had even got in the habit at work for the last couple of years of not taking a real lunch, sitting at my desk and eating and working on my computer because, you know, there's so much to do. And this year, one of my coworkers, a friend, said, let's have lunch together. So we started eating lunch together every day. And then when she left in December on maternity leave, part of me was like, will I go back to my old ways? Even though those 25 minutes we had each work day were so refreshing and rejuvenating and relaxing, just to have that right there in the middle of our workday. Someone like-minded and good conversation and having that fellowship was important. And would I go back to just eating lunch at my desk? And I haven't. I decided, nope, I was not doing that. And so there's two other ladies in the building that I really enjoy being with. And so I have started going to their room and eating lunch with them. And again, sharing those triumphs and trials and just getting away and leaving my phone on my desk and leaving my computer alone and being with others. And that's important to us. That is important in our life, and God wants us to have those relationships. We see in the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, that Jesus is with his disciples and he is with the people, and he makes time for that. He makes time for others, and I know that's what he wants us to do in our own lives as well. One of the books I'm reading this year, the one who had me wanting my word of the year to be fun, is by Annie F. Downs, who I've talked on here before about her because I love the things she puts out and the things she does and hearing from her. And it's called Chase the Fun, 100 Days to Discover Fun Right Where You Are. And like I said, this is the book I saw when I wanted my word to be fun, because her 100 Days to Brave made my word be brave, and it brought so many brave things into my world. And in 2018, my writing, this podcast, speaking at my small group, and I do want to have fun this year. Like, while I'm being present, I want to have fun. But if I can't be present in the things I do, I'm going to miss it. And I'm going to talk more about this book here a little bit in February and a little bit in March and a little bit in April. But today, I just wanted to share day 14 with you because it's titled, Be an Amateur at Friendship. And the introductory quote says, the only way to have a friend is to be one. Ralph Waldo Emerson. And this just goes right in with being present with our family and friends. And she talks about friendship and new friendships and old friendships in this day. And then at the end of each day, she gives you a chase the fun action item. And the chase the fun action item says, take a moment to intentionally reach out to an old friend or make plans with a new friend. And that's what Chris and I did. We reached out to some new friends he had been talking to through a group he's in. for his Parkinson's, and we invited him to come to the winery we love on that Friday night, and it was a wonderful time. We talked with them, we laughed with them, we talked about fun things, we talked about some hard things in our lives, and the evening just was exactly what I needed. And we were present. We didn't have our phones out. We weren't distracted with other things going on. And that's what I want my time with my family and friends to be this year. Free from distraction. Free to be present. To hear the hard, the everyday, and the good in their lives. I've been looking at my calendar a lot and adding things into it. I have so much already planned for this first half of the year to be present with people, those in my home and those out. And my challenge to you today is to look at your calendar and find times that you can schedule in time with those around you, your family, and your friends to be present with them. And we'll just close today with a short word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you that I have the opportunity to be with family and friends. I thank you that you're bringing new people into our lives and that you're keeping people that have been in our lives forever close. Thank you for helping us to see that relationships are important with our people, our family, our friends. Show us how to honor you as we fellowship with those around us. How we can set our distractions aside. How we can weep together and how we can celebrate together. And how we can just walk through the everyday mundane parts of our life. I just praise you, Lord, for all of this in your precious name. Amen. So I'm looking again at my calendar. I'm asking you to look at your calendar and schedule some time with a friend. Have a great week. Thank you for listening today. If you have time, if you would share with a friend or rate and review this show, it will help other people find us. And as you go about your week, I hope that you are blessed and that you are a blessing.